In 1984, Erin Blackwell was 14, and she wanted the kind of stuff that everybody wants when you're a kid.
I want to be really rich and live on a farm with a bunch of horses, which is my main best animal, and have 3 yachts or more, and diamonds and jewels and all that stuff.
I'm Gabriel Spitzer. It's Sound Effect on KPLU, and that bit from Erin, who's also called Tiny, comes from this documentary film called Streetwise. And in that movie, we see that Tiny really is like other kids. We watch her goof off and fall in love with a boy. We watch her squabble with her mom. But in other ways, Tiny's life is really, really different.
I think it is very strange that older men like little girls because they're perverts is what they is. I mean, I like the money, but I don't like them.
Tiny was spending most of her time on the streets of Seattle, turning tricks and doing drugs. And then she met the filmmakers, Mary Ellen Mark and her husband, Martin Bell. And Bell says he won't ever forget meeting Tiny.
She was beautiful and engaging and impossible to forget. But then she met all of these other kids. You know, there was Rat and Lulu, Penny Munchkin, Patrice, Shadow, Dwayne, Justin. These are kids that have been disposed of, really. They were born into the wrong bed. And there they were out on the street.
Bell says he and Mary Ellen Mark chose Seattle because it was supposedly the most livable city in the country. And yet there was this whole culture of street kids downtown. So our theme today for the show is underground. And this film is like an all-access pass to this hidden underground society.
I remember at one point Mary Ellen getting a jaywalking ticket. And right behind where Mary Ellen was getting the ticket, there were kids getting into cars, you know, turning tricks. It was like strange and surreal.
Watching this movie, you're seeing stuff that most of us never get to see. You see a young girl agonizing over which pimp to join up with. You see boys roller skating through the halls of the abandoned hotel where they live. You see Tiny wearing a hospital gown in her doctor's office, worried about getting pregnant by a John, and reminding us how young she really is.
How often do you usually have your periods?
Every 4 weeks.
Uh-huh. They come pretty regular.
Well, it just started in August.
Just in August?
August 17th.
Okay, so you've barely begun. Do you ever have periods before then?
Mm-hmm.
You're how old?
14.
The movie was nominated for an Oscar, and it made Tiny kind of a star. And through the filming, Martin and Mary Ellen bonded really strongly with Tiny. And so when it was all over, they just couldn't bear the idea of leaving her on the street. So they made her an offer.
We offered Tiny to come back to New York and live with us. But there was one condition, and the condition was she would have to go to school. And she said, I ain't going to school. And that was it.
Tiny chose to stay on the street. Still, Martin and Mary Ellen kept in touch with her, and they gave her help, and they continued documenting her life. They were there for the birth of her first child when she was 16, and then again for the births of almost every one of her 9 children since. A few years ago, before Mary Ellen Mark died, they started working on a follow-up documentary called Tiny, The Life of Erin Blackwell, which will be released in 2016. So during this hour, we are going to be bringing you tales from underground, whether it's history buried in ice or the secret lives of underground cultures. But first, we catch up with Tiny. She lives in Kirkland now, not on a farm with horses and yachts. Her life has not been easy, but she can still remember what it was about life on the streets of Seattle that appealed to her.
It was like family. I mean, all these brothers and sisters I never had, you know, they just all took me in and they always watched over me, and sometimes I would go off on my own and not be around nobody, and that's when something would happen to me.
Martin says after the filming of the original 1984 movie, he and Mary Ellen basically presented you with a proposition that you could come to New York and live with them.
Yeah. Mary Ellen was like, Tiny, I will take you in. We'll take you back to New York with this, but you have to go to school. I hated school. I really regret it now. Yeah, I had all these friends and I was attracted to the lifestyle. I really think it would have been hard to just go live this other life.
So how did your relationship with Martin and Mary Ellen develop over those years? I mean, they would check back in with you quite a bit, right?
Oh, yeah. They didn't hear from me. They was calling somebody in the family looking for me. And that's how they kept in, you know, keeping a track on me to do all the stuff that we got to do. Going to New York to talk shows, signing autographs, and, you know, we went to the Academy Awards. And then when things started fading off and didn't go so well, because, again, I was battling with downtown and my friends. I wanted to be there.
Is there something that you learned from Mary Ellen, or that she gave to you, a lesson or a piece of wisdom or just an example that she set for you that has been really meaningful to you, and that maybe something you've passed on to your own family?
Mary Ellen wants family to stay together, and in me and one of my daughters never really got along as she gotten older, because she started doing some of the things that I was doing. And Mary Ellen always wanted us to be together. So after Mary Ellen passed, I really thought about it. And I do need to support my daughter in whatever she does and not be so negative and learn to get along with her and be kind and tell her I love her. And
how did you learn that Mary Ellen was ill?
I could tell because she didn't look the same. I could tell she was losing weight. It was Martin who told me, and it was the last time that they were here to finish up on the film.
Did you have any conversations with her after you came to understand what was going on?
I asked her, when she's not here anymore, what's going to happen with me? It just seems like it was going to be really hard without her, which it is. And she just was like, Mark was going to be here. He'll still be here.
In the original 1984 film, we get a really intimate picture of you and your mother and that complicated relationship, which is clearly loving but also really problematic. Have you now, as a mother yourself, do you think differently about your mother during that period now than you did then?
I actually don't talk to my mom much because she is an alcoholic still.
Does it still feel like the same dynamic as you had when you were a kid?
No, when I was a kid, I wanted her to be my mom and be there, and she wasn't. And now it's just like I gotten used to it, and it really doesn't bother me anymore. I mean, I have my own life with my own kids, and I just choose not to have that as a part of my life. But there's some regrets with how I've raised my kids. I mean, I wasn't abusive and beating on them or anything like that, but I mean, I could have just done differently. Then I feel like I'm my mom sometimes. It's a work in progress.
And that's kind of what this new movie's about in a lot of ways, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you a little leery about seeing your face on screen again? Or?
No, you know what? I really thought that I was going to be really nervous. I feel totally like this is what I do.
You've been at it for a long time.
Yeah, versus when I first did Streetwise and had to, you know, go on talk shows and stuff, I was like really nervous.
This is kind of a strange question for you, and I'm sorry, but I just saw the movie very recently, and it impacted me a lot, and I felt a real connection to you as a young child, and so here I am talking to you now. And it just makes me wonder how it feels to you to have utter strangers know so much about you, have such a connection with you, have such a one-sided deep relationship with you. Is that weird? Are you okay with
that? No. I have a lot of people that has came to me on Facebook and kind of said in some words, the same thing. A lot of people said, you know, after they had watched the movie Streetwise, kind of connected with me about their life, and they changed from wanting to do, you know, run on the streets or be homeless. And so it feels good to know that I've helped people, even though I wasn't physically there. So, yeah, it's great. It's good.
I hope that's given you comfort over the years, even during hard times, you know?
Yeah. It makes me feel good.
Finally, can you just tell us a little bit more about your life now?
Well, a big part of my negativity in my life was my husband. So finally, when he left, I took it kind of hard and went through a lot of anger. And I was living down in Algona, and I met somebody that found me on Facebook. They watched Streetwise, and this family's been helping us a lot, helped us get out of there, and it's helped a whole lot.
It's amazing that this film is still so much in your life.
I'm just trying to do a whole lot better. If nothing happens for me, because I had that chance and I kind of blew it, I would really want some for my kids.
The new film is called Tiny, The Life of Erin Blackwell, and it's going to be out in the next few months. Erin Blackwell lives in Kirkland, and she was one of the main figures in the 1984 documentary Streetwise, which was nominated for an Oscar. Thank you so much for being on our show, Erin.
Oh, thank you for having me.